I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 17th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city is looking into developing its own drive-through tent to test people for the coronavirus. Koch said he is exploring the possibility of having the city contain one of those drive-through test sites that are being discussed statewide. The mayor also says he will tap the city's Affordable Housing Trust Fund to help people financially impacted by the coronavirus, and the details on that program will be coming soon. There are now 8 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Quincy, and officials expect that number to increase as testing also increases. All Quincy City offices are closed to the public. However, the offices are staffed, and residents can conduct business via telephone, internet, or by mail. There's also a drop box outside City Hall. Quincy playgrounds are closed. However, parks remain open. Emergency services are not affected, and there will be no change to curbside collection of trash and recycling. Curbside collection of yard waste begins next Monday. The South Shore YMCA in Quincy and Hanover is closed through at least April 7th, and its after-school programs are canceled. The Y says their early childhood center in Quincy will remain open on a limited basis for children of parents who have to work. The Y says it will suspend member fees, but asks members to consider continue paying their fees as a donation. The Y says their food pantry and financial assistance programs will continue. The MBTA is reducing service across the system in response to the coronavirus. The T says trains will run every 14 minutes on the Braintree branch of the Red Line. All commuter lines are on a reduced schedule, and all buses are on a Saturday schedule. Ferry service is canceled. Quincy-based Stop & Shop says it will open all of its stores from 6 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. daily for customers who are 60 years old and older. The company says it wants to provide a safer shopping experience for people who are more susceptible to the coronavirus. IDs will not be needed. However, Stop & Shop reserves the right to ask someone who does not meet the age requirement to leave. And Roach Brothers has announced reduced hours at their stores in an effort to better stock store shelves and clean their facilities. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 17th.